Kingdom Connection is a community for individuals that desire a greater knowledge of the kingdom of God. Our desire is to build up God's people through the power of God by providing them with sound teachings, mentorship, biblical education programs, and sharpening their knowledge and gift in the Word of God.
Let's get in the very presence of the Lord so that the Holy Spirit can fill this broadcast. God, we thank you. We invite you in. Have your way, Holy Spirit. We invite you in tonight so that the people of God in the kingdom of the Lord will begin to feel your very presence. Oh, God, come, Almighty King, to this broadcast in Jesus' name. Amen.
All exclaiming, indescribable, uncontainable, you place the stars in the sky and you know them by name. You are amazing, God. All powerful, untamable, all shook we fall to our knees as we humbly lightning bolts and tell them where they should go. On the heavenly storehouses laden with snow. Who imagined the sun and gives stars to its light? Yet confuse it to bring us of night.
Unstable,
you're untamable,
unstable, 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 un
inseparable, unchangeable. You see the depth of our heart, and you love us the same. You are amazing, God. You are amazing, God. You are amazing, God. There's no one like you nowhere. You are amazing, God. You're so sweet to us. You're so loyal. You're so faithful. You should have given up on us, but you still love us, oh God. You are amazing, God. You've seen us messed up over and over again. Each and every individual, we've turned our backs to you. But you still loved us the same. As if we were only born again. You loved us while we were in our mess and while we turned our back to you. That's why you are amazing, Dio. You're worthy, oh God. You are the Lion of Judah. You are the Alpha and Omega. Beginning and end. You are amazing. You're so good. The human mind could not think of words to express how good you are, how big you are. You are amazing, God. I'm gonna sing it one more time. Incomparable, unchangeable. You see the depth of our heart, and you love us the same. You are amazing, God. Come on, put your hands together if you love Him. If you love Him, if you love Him, I want to introduce to you BRL.
At this time, let's welcome our host, Prophet Evelyn Beery.
Good evening, Kingdom family. We want to welcome you to our broadcast tonight. I am your host, Prophet Evelyn Beery. And on tonight, we're going into an awesome, awesome topic, and I am very, very excited about this topic tonight, I Survive, amen. And I'm telling you, this topic itself is just a blessing because there are so many things that you go through in the body of Christ and just being in life itself, and you go through so many different things, and sometimes you don't think that you're able to survive. But you can survive whatever it is. You can survive it. You just have to lean, depend, and trust in the Lord. Now, to survive means to get to the point where you're able to overcome an accident, ordeal, or difficult circumstance. Now, sometimes there may be something that you may face. It may be something accidental. It may be something like a breakup or disappointment, despair, loss of a family member. And some of these here are going to kind of link up with some of the things that we went over before because we understand that we are able to survive through the test of time. We're able to survive difficult circumstances as they come. And so on tonight, as we begin to look at this, I pray that everybody on here will be blessed by what God has given to us tonight. Amen. I'm going to open up with prayer just to get the atmosphere all the way where it needs to be. And for those of you who are on here, just stay tuned with us as we pray and as we go through the material tonight. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you would open up the people tonight to receive from you. Let the word come forth with power, accuracy, oh God, preciseness, In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for everyone that's listening in. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you would come in right here, right now. Holy Spirit, we need you. We cannot do anything without you. Have your own way, Holy Spirit. Come into this place. Oh, bless us in the name of Jesus. We give you glory, honor, and praise, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to read tonight from Luke 21. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to be reading tonight from Luke 21, starting at verse 4. Amen. Hallelujah. And it reads, "And take heed to yourself, lest at any time your heart be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the cares of this life, and so that the day come upon you unawares." Verse 34 says, "For as a snare," come on, "shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth." 36, "Watch ye therefore and pray always," come on, "that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and stand before the Son of Man." Amen. Glory to God. I just read for you the scripture, and then Luke chapter 21 at 34 through 36. And one of the reasons why I read that, because I want to let you know that God is able to get us to a place of escape. And so on tonight, we're going to talk about the great escape. And my goodness, my God, hallelujah. I don't know about how many of you have ever been in a situation where you just thought that you were not going to, that you were not going to come out of it. You thought that you could never, ever see a loved one again. You thought that you were not going to be able to make it, but you survived it all through the tests, through the trials. You survived everything that came your way. And there were so many people that thought, you know what, they're not going to be able to come out of this one. Surely they can't come out of this thing because this thing is too big. And guess what? You still came out. And not only did you come out, but guess what? You are a person that's able to endure whatever comes your way. You know what? When I think about endurance, I think about the fact that when I endure something, that I'm able to go through something, a hardship, and I'm able to go through it, I have the ability to stay. In other words, I have a staying power that's able to keep me even in the midst of whatever is going on. I have the ability to continue to shift forward. I have the ability to continue to move ahead, and nothing that comes my way will be able to stop me because I have the adrenaline, I have the energy, I have it within my heart that I'm able to go forward no matter what comes my way. I'm able to stand. You see, there's something that you're going to need in order to survive. You're going to need what? Courage. You have to have courage in order to go forward. One thing that I was thinking about as I was preparing for this, during the time that when we were younger, we looked at this, the story of the Wiz, and we saw that there came a time that they were trying to come before the Wiz, and they wanted to receive different things, but there was one thing in particular that the lion asked for. The lion could have asked for a whole lot of stuff, but the lion said, "I need to have courage." Come on, and he was determined to have courage. Can you imagine having a lion without courage? My God. But listen to this. I can't even imagine us being a human being in the Lord and not having courage. Just the same thing that lion was trying to get courage. Everybody on here, listen, you need to be encouraged. You need to make sure that you have enough courage to be able to withstand anything that comes your way. I can't even think about a lion that's just sitting over there crying and weeping and whining and, you know, trying to give up, you know. But I know that each and every one of us have gone through some things and we've gone through some circumstances. And if it was not for the Lord on our side, we would still be back in that same predicament in which we were once in. And so we have to understand that the battle is not ours, it's the Lord. The Lord is the one that has given us, watch this, hallelujah, he's given us the tenacity to be able to go forward. My goodness, when you think about tenacity, Tenacity is the perseverance, the being able to stand, to be steadfast and unmovable, even in the midst of everything that's going. So if I have the tenacity, then I'm able to withstand anything that comes my way. I can be strengthened. I'm empowered because I have the tenacity to be able to go on. Most people, when they begin to see trouble come, they lose their desire to go on. They lose their focus. They don't have a desire any longer to go on because they have lost their tenacity. Come on, they've lost that diligence to be able to go forward. You know what? You ought to be so stubborn in this area that you're not going to give up. Come on, that's a good way to be stubborn. Be stubborn enough to say, you know what? I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to throw in the towel. You know what? I don't care what comes my way. I am going to stand. I'm going to stand on God's word and his promises. His promises and his blessings are sure. You have to have a backbone, y'all. I know a lot of times that things happen to us and we just, you know, we don't have even a backbone to be able to stand on. You know what? What I think about the backbone, I think about the fact that the backbone supports the whole body. And so if we are not able to have a backbone, then that means that we will not be able to stand. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, I just want to take out a moment. In a few seconds, I'm going to share with you guys my testimony. You know, whenever we're going through an instance of survival, and we're starting this survival series, I have several things that I could talk about survival, but I'm going to share one of my testimonies on how I actually survived. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so tonight we're here. We're on Blog Talk. We're live here on Blog Talk Radio. You can actually view us at blogtalkradio.com/Evelyn Derry Ministries, and you can get us live. We're here, and we're ready to go forward with this awesome, awesome topic. And so tonight, I want to release this tonight to you. I want to let you know that you can survive whatever is coming your way. Now, I'm thinking back on something in my life, you know, even preparing for this, the first thing I begin to see is somebody stranded on an island. And so if you think about the fact that when you're in the midst of things, it seems like you're on an island all by yourself. Nobody else is on that island. It's just you. You have so many things that you're going to need in order to be able to survive that island, to be on that island by yourself. And so when I begin to tell you about my testimony, it's going to help you to really begin to see more about the things that I'm saying to you tonight. Amen? Glory to God. So, being on the island by yourself, you're going to need several different things. You're going to need the ability to move under pressure. You're going to have to be able to move under pressure. And, you know, sometimes you get to the point where you're all by yourself and it seems like you can't make it, and you have to have the ability to move by yourself. Amen? Glory to God. So let me just tell you my testimony. There was a time when I was in New Orleans, Louisiana, and the hurricane came. There was force winds. I mean, my goodness, the hurricane was so, oh, my God, it was so heavy that it began to shake the very building where we were. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, oh, my God, are these windows going to be able to withstand all of these hurricane force winds? Is it going to be able to withstand it? Because it sounds like a freight train was coming through there, and it was so powerful and so intense. So I thought that I was not going to be able to make it through this situation. Now listen, when the winds are blowing and they're coming, oh my God, hallelujah, hurricane force winds are coming, and you're in a building that has windows, come on, and the first thing you're thinking is, my God, is it going to shatter all over me? Is it going to take me out? So I want to let you know tonight that I was able to survive those hurricane force winds, not because, watch this, not because I was anybody with a super ability of my own or a superpower of my own or anything like that, but it was the supernatural power of God that kept me in the midst of the storm. Now, one thing I want to tell you is, during the the time that we were in there, we had to begin to think, watch this, very quickly. We had to begin to move very quickly, because you have to understand this, that when things are coming, you're going to have to think, watch this, and then glory to God, very, very quickly, because if you're not thinking quickly, something could happen. So one thing that I remembered, and you know what, that you need to begin to what? Get low. Come on, glory to God. Sometimes, amen, you're going to have to get to the place where you're getting low on the floor, on the ground, to keep so that wind and stuff like that that's coming, in that glass that's coming, it doesn't come into the room. Let me tell you something about God. God did not even allow a window to shatter in the room that I was. But on one side of me in the hotel, their window was out. On the other side of me, their window was out. But my room, come on, glory to God, my room did not get touched. Why did it not get touched? Because I went down to on my knees, I began to pray to my Father, and I said, Father, if you can, please allow this storm, come on, glory to God, to pass over. So you have to know what to do when the hurricane force winds come in your life. You have to know what to do next. There are going to be some things that are going to come in your life. You're going to have the hurricane force winds. You're going to have people, amen, glory to God, that don't know what to do under pressure. You're going to have some things that happen, but you have to understand that you must learn how to move under pressure. My God, hallelujah. Some people, the first thing they will begin to think about is running. Some of them will think about hiding. But guess what? God says, you know what I want you to do? I want you to get into a place where you humble yourself right here, right now, and you say to me that I am your king. And I said, God, you are my king. I got down on my knees. I began to pray to the Lord. And then I'm looking around, and then glory to God, and as you're walking down, you see all of the furniture is all on the street. Come on, glory to God. All of these things are happening all around us. Why? Because there were some things that were not covered. Some people's rooms were not covered. Amen. Come on, glory to God. Some people's rooms were not covered with the power of God. Some people were not in position of prayer. Some people were not where they needed to be. But guess what? When you are in the Lord, you have the ability to get into position and do what thus says the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Listen, if you guys are on Periscope, do me a favor right now. Go ahead and invite your followers. Someone may need to hear about this I Survived tonight, because I'm going to begin to let you know that there's so many things, amen, glory to God, that you need to have in order to survive. So we are I'm Survived, and this one here that we're talking about tonight is the great escape, being able to what? Escape, amen, glory to God, hallelujah. Tonight, amen, we're on live on Block Talk Radio. So even though we are here and we're on live Block Talk Radio, you can communicate back with me, tap the screen, show some heart love, but I'm not going to be one-on-one with you until 11 p.m. tonight, amen? That's for my Periscope family. If you're on Block Talk Radio with me right now, I want to let you know that we are inviting now the Periscope people in, and we thank you for tuning in tonight. I'm doing two things at one time, but we are going to get what we need to get at tonight, amen? Glory to God. So don't forget to tap that screen. Don't forget to share. Don't forget to comment. I can see your comments. Amen. Blessings. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so one thing I want to let you know, amen, glory to God, is the fact that during this time, amen, glory to God, sometimes you have to have application in amen, glory to God, in some things. What do you mean? I have to be able to apply what I've learned. Now, see, if I was unlearned, I wouldn't have known that when the hurricane force winds were coming, amen, glory to God, hallelujah. Guess what? Amen. If I wouldn't have known about hurricane force winds, I wouldn't have known that I'm supposed to get down on the floor, amen, glory to God. And they even tell you that even in the midst of a tornado and even in the midst of certain things, they say, you know what, you need to stop, drop, and roll. So you need to be on the floor low and make sure you're constantly rolling and moving over so that nothing will be able to come in. But we have a God who's able to keep us in the midst of it all. I want to let you know that we have a God who can come in even in the midst of the hurricane force winds. He can come in even in the midst of trouble. He can come in even in the midst of adversity. He will begin to move so quickly because, number one, that we were on our jobs. We were doing what we were supposed to be doing, and we stayed in position. Sometimes when things are coming, the first thing that we think about, amen, glory to God, is that I'm about to die. I'm about to leave this place, amen. And that's not the way God wants us. He wants us to always trust him, even in the midst of that car about to get into a crash, amen. He wants us to trust him. Come on, bless the Lord. Even in the midst, amen, glory to God, of anything that's coming, he wants us to be able, amen, glory to God, to stand in the midst of it all. Now, some of you may have not gone through what I went through with Hurricane Katrina, but listen, let me tell you something. During Hurricane Katrina, after this happened, after the winds, you know what, there's like a calm after the storm. Maybe you don't understand that, but after the storm moves, then there's like a calm. Everything gets back to so-called normal, and you know what, and it looks like everything is okay, and it looks like, you know, everything's just going to be perfect. But listen, there were some other things that were brewing, because you have to understand, with those type of winds that are blowing, there's still some other things that's happening, because those forces that happened and that stuff was hitting like that, guess what happened then? Now you have some other issues that have come into place. So one thing I want to let you know, with the hurricane force winds, we also have to worry about what? We have to worry about the levees being able to hold up after all of this stuff that happened. We also had to make sure that we had enough food, because, number one, the hotel had only prepared themselves for food for however many days, and then the truck would come in. So now we're in the hotel, and we're eating out of cups. Listen, y'all, it's survival mode. Come on here. Amen. Glory to God. Here it is now. We're in survival mode. We eating out a little bitty cup, and they only have enough food to give everybody in there just a little something to hold them over until they can get a truck in. But listen, when you've had a storm like that, you don't know when the next truck is going to come in. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. I hope somebody getting this tonight. Amen. Glory to God. So after the storm, there may be some other things there that you're going to have to prepare yourself for. And so after the storm, we didn't know that we were going to have to then encounter not having electricity. The electricity was out for a long time. We didn't know where our family members were. So there's going to be some different things that are going to be there, and you're going to have to deal with all the things that are there. So here it is, in the midst of being in the hurricane, here it is, in the midst of it all, we have to deal with the fact that we have to eat a little bit of food. We have to deal with the fact that no trucks are coming in, but now there's something else going. The levees broke. So since the levees broke, remember I said the calm after the storm, but guess what? There was still something else going. And so when the levees broke, that means that we have another issue that's about to happen. So when the levees broke, now the water is coming rushing into the city. Amen. And so when the water comes rushing into the city, now you have to face something else. You have to face what? You've got to face the fact that there may be some flooding. You have to face the fact that you may not be able to get out of where you are. So there was a notice that was placed on our doors, and it says you must evacuate immediately. Hold up. Wait a minute. I got a little baby, 8 months old. Come on. What? We got to get out of the hotel. We got to try to find our way out. There, listen, amen, glory to God. All of the gas stations are closed. The vehicle is on E, y'all. Come on here. Glory to God. So you're saying, wait a minute, amen, glory to God. First of all, you came there in a vehicle. You could not get gas. So you're in the hotel, and now what? There's no gas in the gas tank. That's one thing that happened. Then the fact that you have an 8-month-old who is going to need other things, come on, that other people won't need. So now you're faced with the fact that how am I going to get out of here? Are you going to panic? Are you going to run? Are you, come on, what you going to do? So if you're faced with a situation, you have to be steadfast and unmovable. Amen? Glory to God. And listen, even in the midst of this, when we got to our vehicle, we found out that the glass was shattered in the vehicle. Oh my goodness! So there's glass everywhere. We're having to dust all of the glass off of the seats, and we're having to, come on, glory to God, in survival mode. And so now we're riding around the vehicle in a vehicle that's on E. Come on here. We got to get to a whole other town. Come on, glory to God, that's not close. And so now we're having to face the fact that we're going to have to survive this, and we're going to have to move forward. There are some ladies that's standing there, and they need a ride. But we tell them, we say, now we can give you a ride, but we don't even know how far our vehicle is going. We can give you a ride to the next place, but we don't know how far it is. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Right now we're on Blog Talk Radio. We're talking about a topic right now, and it's called survival. Amen. I survive. I survive. Amen. Glory to God. So the thing about it is now we're saying to someone else, we're trying to help somebody else in what? In the midst of our trial, in the midst of what we're going through, we're still saying to this lady, you can get in our vehicle and you can get a ride with us. There was two ladies, we never met them before, and we found out that they were all the way, amen, glory to God, hallelujah, from a whole other country. Come on, y'all. We found out that they were from Canada. And so when we found out that they were from Canada, we found out this, amen, glory to God, that they were traveling and they were on the way as well. They said, well, listen, we have cash. We just need to get to a gas station. But mind you that we were on E. Come on, y'all don't understand this. I'm telling you, God is faithful. Amen. Hallelujah. Our vehicle was on E. We had to make it to a whole new city. And when we made it to Gramercy, which is right outside of New Orleans, we made it to Gramercy, then we were able to get gas, and they were able to go in there to what? They said, you know what? If you could get us in there, this is what we're going to do. We're going to get you something to eat. So what happened is they gave us something to eat out of there, but they didn't recognize something else that happened. They can only get us junk food because there was no food being served. There were some people that showed up out of nowhere, y'all. Some people showed up out of nowhere, and they said, would y'all like hot fried chicken? Wait a minute. We ain't eating a few days. We had to eat out of little cups. Come on, glory to God. There were little bitty cups with food in it. We had to eat out of these little cups in the hotel. We hadn't had food in a couple of days, and now you're saying to us that we could have a hot meal. I survived, y'all. Amen. Glory to God. Through the power of God, these people showed up out of nowhere and said, would you like hot fried chicken? They said, well, how many people are with you? Well, we had me, my husband, my two children, and we also had, watch this, we had the two ladies, and we had my mother. So we were all together, and guess what? They said, okay, so you need six plates. So they gave us six plates, and guess what? Let me tell you something. God is so good. And not only did it have chicken, there was bread, there was fries. I turned back around. I said, how could I thank them? When I turned back around, those people were nowhere to be found. I'm telling you, amen, glory to God, hallelujah, I'm telling you, God is awesome. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above with it. Come on, whatever we can ask to think of. Wait a minute, we looked back a while, amen, glory to God. We wanted to thank them for their kind act. We wanted to thank them for what they had done. But when we look back a while, there were no, come on, their vehicle wasn't there. They were in a truck. They said that they were with a ministry. But when we look back a while, we just turned around in a split second, that truck was gone. In a split second, come on, glory to God, everything that we thought that we could do to say thank you, amen, glory to God, everything that we thought that we could do, and when they came out of the store, the ladies who came with us, they went into the store, and when they came back out, they said, oh, I got you and the children some snacks and different things. I said, well, we have you something to eat. They started weeping because they had not eaten, y'all. Amen. They had not eaten in a couple of days, and they were excited about what God had done. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, I know that there was angels assigned to us. Listen, God is able to give us the great escape. Come on, glory to God. God is able, amen, glory to God, to keep us in the midst of it all. See, God shall supply all our need according to his riches and glory. Now, if I wouldn't have been, amen, glory to God, where I needed to be at the time, then I wouldn't have never understood what God was able to do. But I saw God's hand working. I saw him work. First of all, he provided the gas. Come on, bless the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I saw God work again. Amen. Glory to God. Because not only did he provide gas, but he provided food with money that I, come on, glory to God, money that I didn't have to give. Come on, glory to God. He took care of me and my family for things that I did not provide. God is the ultimate provider. I don't know, come on, glory to God, hallelujah, how much to tell you tonight, but I want to let you know that God is able. He's a provider. He's a keeper. He's a comforter. Amen. Glory to God. He's able to give us glory to God. And all we have to do is trust him tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Listen, if you can, go ahead and invite your followers. Come on, come on. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, this is an awesome testimony. Sometimes we got to get to the point where we just see that God is able to do things for somebody else. And if he did it for them, you know, come on, glory to God. God is no respecter person. If he did it for them, he will surely do it for you. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, I'm excited tonight to tell you this testimony. Amen. And the testimony did not stop there. Hallelujah. When I tell you my God shall supply all my needs, I didn't have no money in my pocket because, listen, this is the reason why we didn't have any money. All of the banks were frozen in New Orleans. Amen. So our checks had hit the bank, but we could not touch them. Another thing that happened to me, I was in real estate, so I had closings that were on the table, and then glory to God, they had just gone through, and I was waiting for my checks to come through. And then I didn't have no cash. I didn't have no, come on, glory to God, I didn't have nothing. But one thing about God, he, come on, he will step in the midst of it all. God came in and provided that food. God came in, amen, glory to God, and provided all of these things for me. Amen, glory to God, hallelujah. Yes, come on, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, God is about to do something supernatural for those who will begin to bless him tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, let me tell you this. This is another thing that happened. So while we were driving, we went to another place, and we had to drop the young ladies to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, so they can get on the plane. Now, when they got there, amen, glory to God, some things happened, amen, hallelujah. So when they got to the, when they got there, they told them something had happened with their flight, amen, glory to God, but they told them that they were going to work with them to get them on another flight. But listen, let me tell you something. They said to me, they said, listen, we want to know how we can get in contact with you after this because you got us here safely. We pray that you get to where you're going at safely. But this is what they did. They connected with us. They got us to the point, amen, glory to God, hallelujah, that we were able to get to Baton Rouge to help them out. And not only that, let me tell you something else that happened. As they got there, they got out and they said, just give us some information on how we can keep in contact after this. I didn't know what God was setting up, but God is so awesome, amen, glory to God, and what he does, amen, hallelujah. So we were on our way to Texas because our family members in the our family members lived in Texas, amen, hallelujah. Listen, this is going to be awesome. It's a series, but I'm starting off giving my testimony so you guys can see the hands of God and how God's hand moves, amen, glory to God, hallelujah. And so one thing that happened when we actually were on our way to Texas, our vehicle stopped. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let me tell you where it stopped at. It stopped in Bossier City, Louisiana. I didn't know nothing about Bossier City, Louisiana. Amen. Glory to God. I just came, amen, glory to God, from a situation where, amen, glory to God, I went to Shreveport, Louisiana, which is right outside of Bossier City, Louisiana. Amen. Glory to God. So our vehicle stopped in, amen, glory to God, Shreveport, Louisiana. I mean, Bossier City, Louisiana. Amen. Glory to God. So they pushed us to Shreveport. Amen. Hallelujah, because our vehicle couldn't make it no more, but it made it all the way there, but not quite, amen, hallelujah, that's where I live at now. When God get ready, amen, to put you somewhere, amen, hallelujah, he will move you to where you need to be, amen, hallelujah, glory to God. So we made it there safely, but God kept on blessing us. There's so much on this testimony that I could tell you on how God's hand of favor, amen, really touched us, amen, hallelujah, but I will give you more of that later on. I just wanted to start off by giving you my testimony. Now, you see here, God will give you things with money that you don't have. Come on. Didn't I just tell you that I was fed, my family was fed, amen, glory to God, with money that I didn't have, amen, glory to God, hallelujah. Not only will God do that for you, amen, glory to God, but he will also bless you in the midst of whatever it is you're going through, amen, hallelujah. And not only will he do that, he will keep you in the midst of it all. Didn't I say to you, amen, glory to God, hallelujah. Listen, y'all got to get this part too. Amen. Hallelujah. While we were out there, another thing that happened was the fact that during the hurricane, our phones could not work. Amen. God bless you, Jody. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is the thing. During the midst of it all, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to let you know this. Amen. Hallelujah. That God blessed us in the midst of it all. He took us. Amen. Glory to God. And he kept us. Come on. Hallelujah. Now, I'm sitting there, the phones could not connect to nobody, amen, hallelujah. Listen, at that time I said, I did not want to leave I did not want to leave my city. I wouldn't leave my church. Amen. I couldn't leave my church because I love my pastor. Amen. Glory to God. Even though my pastor had prophesied to us, to me and my husband, that we would have our own church somewhere else. Listen, if I could have just stayed in that comfortable place, y'all, amen, glory to God. And I was like, God, please let me speak to my pastor. If I could just talk to my pastor for 1 minute, he said, talk to me. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Talk to me. So when we get there and we're in Shreveport, Louisiana, we're sitting inside of the place, didn't have no clothes. They had clothes for everybody else. But listen, one of the things that happens when you're a plus size person, they don't have a whole lot of clothing for you. And I'm sitting there and I'm weeping and I'm crying. I'm saying, God, thank you for bringing me out of the storm. But guess what, God? I don't have nothing to put on. I don't have no clothes because we left everything abruptly, quickly, and so I didn't even have no clothes. Can I tell you that there were some people that came, and there were several different groups that came. Some of them were church groups, but there was one particular group that came that didn't want to be notified. They didn't want to be what? They didn't want to be known for what they did, but they asked me what size I wore, and they went and brought me brand-new clothes from hallelujah, from a store, and they brought it to me. Come on, look at God. So I had clothes, and then glory to God, my family had everything that they needed. God will keep you in the midst of it all. You just have to trust God. You have to trust him in everything. Amen. Hallelujah. And so God began to really touch us. He allowed my husband to get a job while we were there in the shelter. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know what? If you ever been in your house, amen, glory to God, and you have everything that you want, come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You have every single thing that you want and every single thing you need. And then one day, all of that changes, and you go from having clothes and food and everything, and in one day, everything changes, y'all. And then this was in one day, we went from having food, from having money, from having everything, to having nothing at all. So we thought, but God started supplying all over the place. My husband was given a job. I was able to move and do other things. Amen. Glory to God. And here I am, right here, still in this city after all of these years, after this happened. You know, God just has an awesome, amazing way. He knew that I had to be in this city to do this work. And so, amen, glory to God, even though the circumstances might have not been what I looked for it to be, amen, I didn't look for the situations to be the way, amen, glory to God, it was, but God stepped in, amen, and he blessed me, amen, hallelujah. And it was because I had the ability to have what, amen, glory to God, to have favor upon my life, exactly, amen. But not only that, because I was steadfast and unmovable, amen. You have to be steadfast and unmovable. When things are happening to you, when things are happening all around you, you have to be steadfast and unmovable. And I'm telling you that even tonight, as I'm sharing my testimony with you guys here, we're on Blog Talk Radio right now. We're also on Periscope. If you can, Periscope family, go ahead and invite your followers. There's somebody on here that may need to hear this. Amen. Glory to God. I just wanted to give a little bit of my testimony. Sometimes it's good to actually get a background and know the people who you are actually taking a look, you know, you watching them and everything like that, but you don't know their struggle. Sometimes we could see that this person was blessed, but just to see the things that they went through, come on, glory to God, hallelujah, just to see all of that, amen, hallelujah, glory to God. And so I want to let you know, amen, hallelujah, that God is blessing us all right now and showing us how to survive in the midst of it all, amen, hallelujah. So this is one thing I want to talk about tonight, the great escape. Amen. Glory to God. I escaped, amen, the hand of the enemy. I escaped, amen. Glory to God, everything that was trying to come to me. Amen. Hallelujah. Go ahead and share it on Facebook, share it on Twitter. You may think that this here is not something that's so popular because I'm not talking directly to you, but go ahead and share it on Facebook and Twitter for those of you who are on Periscope, and then invite your followers so that they can come in. Thank you, Jody, for sharing it on Twitter. Amen. Glory to God. I escaped, amen. Hallelujah. Those winds, amen, hallelujah, glory to God, I escaped all of those things, amen, and I was able to move forward and do what the Lord was requiring of me to do, amen. And sometimes it's not easy, amen, being in the position, amen, that you're in, because now not only were you going through, but now you have to look at the fact that you're helping somebody else. Anybody just felt like, God, I'm going through, but yet, God, you still telling me to help somebody else? I don't even know, amen, glory to God, how I got my own self into this, how I'm going to help somebody else with their marriage and my marriage all messed up, how I'm going to help somebody else, amen, glory to God, to get courage to do what they're doing, and I don't even have the courage that I need, how I'm going to help somebody else to press on when I have issues and I have concerns. But listen, we become so that others can become. When you, amen, glory to God, see God's hand move upon your life and you see that he's still able to bless you because he's blessed your marriage and he's kept you in the midst of it all. When you see that God is able to bring you out of some things, amen, hallelujah, glory to God. That's why we have to praise him in the middle of the storm and let the blessings come, amen, glory to God, because God is trying to shift us to another place. But we're going to have to be purposed to do what God is telling us to do, amen, hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. When you get a blessing, you know, I love this. Amen. There was a man of God, hallelujah, glory to God, Bishop Carl Perry. He said this one time. He said, amen, take one and pass it back. Wouldn't it be awesome, amen, glory to God, when God blesses you, that you pass one back to somebody else. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, wouldn't it be awesome to see, amen, glory to God, the fact that you have received what you asked God for, and then you take a blessing and you pass it. Come on, glory to God, you pass it back and so that somebody else can be blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. When you are able to see the power of God and you're able to see the hand of God moving in your life, that you're able to stand in the midst, come on, in the midst of it all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Listen, when you get a job, you know what? Amen. Glory to God. One of the things that I really am desiring from the Lord, amen, I desire to be able to walk up into a grocery store and see somebody that the Lord leads me to and directs me to that's going through something and just pay for their food. I did it one time, but I didn't do it the way I wanted to do it. Listen, I want to be able to bless them where, amen, glory to God, where it's going to be an awesome, tremendous blessing, where I just tell them to go through the store, pick up whatever they want, amen, glory to God, and be a blessing to them. You know, sometimes we just need to ask God to allow us, amen, glory to God, hallelujah, to do great things, amen, hallelujah. The devil is upset with you right now, of course, amen, glory to God, because I'm telling you, these are the things, amen, glory to God, hallelujah, Jesus, that we can do to help somebody else, amen, hallelujah. I'm going to tell you this, when we're able to take a blessing and pass it on to somebody else, and listen, just the thing I want to tell you about what happened to me from helping those young ladies, amen. We helped those young ladies, and I told you that they got on a plane. They were blessed as well. Listen to what happened to them. When they got there, they told them that their flight was canceled. They're standing up there crying. They're like, how am I going to get back home and everything? Well, guess what? The manager, the owner of the company, allowed them to get on that flight and, come on, glory to God, and fly home, amen, hallelujah. They were able to make it back home. But when they got back home, amen, glory to God, they decided that they were going to start, watch this, glory to God, Project Dairy, which means, amen, glory to God, when they got back home, they tried to raise money, amen, glory to God, for our family. As a matter of fact, when they couldn't get all of the things that they desired to get for the family, another thing that they did, they signed us up for the Dr. Phil show, and we got on the Dr. Phil show, and that was the time when Dr. Phil was helping all of those families, come on, and Hurricane Katrina, hallelujah, glory to God. I was like, God, how are we going to fly all the way to California to be on Dr. Phil's show? But listen, the seed was planted, amen, glory to God. It got water, and that was the harvest, amen, glory to God. So we were able to receive a wash machine, a dryer, because we had to literally start back over. All of the stuff in our home was destroyed. We had some things that was there, but the smell was so horrible that you wouldn't want to bring it to a new place, all right? And so we had to start over from scratch, and God came in, and God provided what we needed. So we were able to get a year's supply. I think it was a year's supply of soap powder and different things. Well, y'all say it wasn't detergent. Let me make sure I say that right. I'm from New Orleans, so sometimes when I say stuff, it's not going to be the way you say it, okay? But anyway, we were able to get washing detergent for a whole entire year. We had cell phones. They gave us 2 cell phones. They gave us, I mean, the list goes on and on, clothing and stuff for the children and everything. It was just a blessing. I had never experienced anything like that before in my life, and the gratitude that I had was amazing, amen? Glory to God, hallelujah. I want to let you know this, amen, glory to God, that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above that which we could ever ask or think of, amen, hallelujah. He's able to shift us and bring us to places that we have not ever gone before, hallelujah, glory to God. So I want to tell you a few things, amen, hallelujah. That's when God supplies all your needs. When you trust him, amen, you you have to just learn how to trust him, amen, and not doubt that he's able to do it, amen. Hallelujah, glory to God. God is more than able. He's going to bless us in the midst of it all, amen. Hallelujah. And remember those of you who are on Periscope, amen, glory to God, to tap that screen, show some heart love. Let us know we're doing our job tonight, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. And don't forget to share, amen. Hallelujah. Now watch this, amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you some things on how to come through a great escape, amen. How to be able to have a great escape, amen. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord tonight. Come on, Jesus. Number one, if you're on Periscope, do number one. If you're on Blog Talk Radio, write down number one. Hallelujah, glory to God. Yes, we are a living witness from Atlanta. God bless you. Amen. Number one, hallelujah, glory to God. So number one, I want to say to you guys, amen, hallelujah. Listen, I could have quit in that. You know, I could have quit in that hotel, amen. I could have said, you know what, I give up. Listen, they don't have no food in here, amen, glory to God, hallelujah. They don't have nothing. Number one is, amen, glory to God, is don't quit, amen. Don't quit. No matter what is going on, don't quit. Remember this, amen, glory to God. You are, amen, the backbone to your destiny. Come on here. Hallelujah. Did y'all just hear me? Amen. Glory to God. You are the backbone to your destiny. And do you understand this? Amen. Glory to God. That without a backbone, you're not able to stand. You're not able to sit. You're not able to eat. You're not able to drink. You're not able to do anything. And so if you are the backbone of your destiny, amen, glory to God, then you have to understand this, that you have to hold on in the midst of it all. I don't care, amen, glory to God, with nobody bringing, amen, glory to God, in your life. You have to begin to stand firm, amen, glory to God, and see the Lord's hand moving in your life. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, come on, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Don't quit. Amen. Hallelujah. You're at a very, very critical spot in your life. Amen. Glory to God. Don't quit. And I said this earlier, but I want you guys here who are just getting on here with us on Periscope. This is what I want to let you guys know. I said this earlier, that you need to have the tenacity, amen, glory to God, the diligence to go on. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And what I mean by that, you need to be stubborn enough not to quit. Amen. How, you know, we could use stubborn in a bad way. Amen. Glory to God. But you know what? You need to be stubborn enough to say, you know what? Amen. Glory to God. I'm not going to quit. I don't care what come my way. Amen. Glory to God. I'm just not going to give up. I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to walk in fear. I'm going to continue to do what God has called me to do, no matter what's going on. I shall not quit. Amen. Hallelujah. Number two, go ahead and put up number two for us tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You have to stay positive. Amen. Glory to God. You don't know how many times during the day, amen, glory to God, how many of y'all just have battles going on all day long? Come on. I wish I had a few people on here that would just be real and that would just be honest. How many of y'all just have battles going on all day long? Sometimes the enemy will try to just put stuff in your head and say, why are you still doing this? After all of these years, why are you still doing this? Why are you still doing Blog Talk? Nobody listening to you. Why are you still doing Periscope? Nobody listening to you. Why are you still in school? You're not doing too well. Hallelujah. Why are you still with that man? It ain't going to work out. Come on. The devil is all on his job all day long, and then trying to get you to quit and trying to get you to throw in the towel. But I wish I had a few people on here today, amen, glory to God, that say, I shall not be moved. I am going to stand firm, hallelujah, glory to God, on what God is saying to me. I am going to be, amen, glory to God, in a place, amen, glory to God, in a position to stand in the midst of it all. I will be like a tree planted by the river of water, and I shall not be moved, no matter what comes my way. I'm going to continue to be consistent. I am going to continue to stand. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't care what's coming. Amen. Glory to God. You got to understand you have the ability to evict the devil out of your affairs. Amen. Glory to God. You have the ability, amen, glory to God, to give him an eviction notice out of your head every day. Hallelujah. Because God gives you new mercies every day. And so whenever the devil begins to raise up, amen, glory to God, his ugly head in your life, you want to begin to evict him out of your affairs, evict him out of your life, and begin to stand on God's word and on his promises, because his blessings are sure. His promises are sure. Amen. Glory to God. I'm telling you tonight, amen, hallelujah, that there's some people on here all week long. You can have your your head down. All week long, you felt like giving up. All week long, you felt like quitting. All week long, you felt, come on, glory to God, hallelujah. Oh, somebody needs to tell the devil, not today and tomorrow don't look no better. Amen, glory to God. Devil, you can't touch my life. You can't touch my heart. You can't touch my prayer life. You can't touch nothing within me. There's a God inside of me, hallelujah, that's working. Oh, come on, glory to God, on the inside. Hallelujah, oh, what a mighty change is happening to my life. Hallelujah, glory to God. I want to let the Lord know tonight that we come to lift his name up. We're survivors. We're not going to stop. We're not going to quit. We're not going to throw in the towel. Amen, glory to God. Listen, you need to let the devil know. Amen, glory to God. Hallelujah, we didn't die. We multiply. We coming back, y'all. Amen, glory to God. We're going higher in the things of the Lord. Can't nothing stop us. Can't nothing block us. Hallelujah, glory to God. I want to let you know that I got a father. Somebody say this, amen. I have a father who's able to give me everything that I need. And when I run out of that, he got some more over there. Come on, glory to God. When I run out of that, he got an ultimate, unlimited supply. He got an unlimited support of me. Hallelujah, glory to God. So I don't have to worry about giving up. I don't have to worry about quitting. I don't have to worry about throwing in the towel. Amen, glory to God. Hallelujah, he got a cattle. Amen, glory to God. Come on, glory to God. In a thousand hills, come on, glory to God. All of the land is his. Come on, I don't have to want for nothing because my God, amen, shall supply everything that I need. Come on, glory to God. Somebody needs to begin to say, I got the great escape, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. His name is Jesus. He's able to pull me out of any situation. He's able to, come on, glory to God, to bless me in the midst of it all. Oh, somebody give God praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God tonight. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I wish I had some people on here tonight that wouldn't mind giving God some praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, if you're on Periscope, you ought to go ahead and share. Amen. Glory to God. Share it on Facebook. Share it on Twitter. Listen, somebody needs to be blessed right now. Glory to God. The Lord is doing so. Repair as I'm speaking. You're being, amen. Glory to God. You're being shifted. Come on, glory to God. No more torment. No more chains. No more, come on, glory to God. No more bondage. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Speak of life right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Listen, you're going to live. Hallelujah. You're going to move. You shall live and not die and declare the works of the Father that seeks you. Somebody needs to begin to bless the Lord. Oh, somebody's being healed. Listen, there's a healing anointing. There's a healing power. The Lord is moving right now. Amen. He's strengthening somebody. Amen. Glory to God. Listen. Amen. Glory to God. I want to let you know somebody else needs to hear this. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Let's feel this one. We can come. We can get more people in this Periscope. We can get more people. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Block talk. Come on. Let's fill this room. Amen. Glory to God with the presence of the Lord. Let's fill it. Come on. Glory to God. I feel the power of God. Hallelujah. That's moving right here. We come this far. Amen. Glory to God. And we're not going to turn around. Hallelujah. We're equipped to do great and marvelous things in the Lord. God is, come on. He's building up somebody's determination. Somebody needs to just say this tonight. I'm determined to do. Well, God, come on, glory to God. Come on, Jesus. Hey, hallelujah. I'm determined to do what God has asked for me to do. I'm determined to do, amen, glory to God, what God has given me to do on this earth. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, I want to let you know, amen, glory to God, that you need to make sure that you're doing everything that you're supposed to do. Amen, glory to God. Listen, I just declare tonight and decree tonight that your stamina just got lifted. Amen. Come on, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The devil looked you in your eye. Glory to God. He told you to give up. He told you to quit. He told you to throw in the towel. But I'm telling you tonight, somebody, amen, glory to God, somebody just got a shift right here. Amen, glory to God. Listen, amen, glory to God. I don't care. Hallelujah, glory to God. What the devil, hallelujah, told you, I'm letting you know. Amen, glory to God. There's a shift that's raising up right here. The power of God is right here. Hallelujah, glory to God. God is increasing you. He's giving you the same power. Hallelujah, there's a force right now. Hallelujah, glory to God, that's coming in. Listen, you cannot quit. You survive. You got a great comeback inside of you. Hallelujah, glory to God. God is with Hallelujah. My tolerance is low. As a matter of fact, my patience is low. Amen. Glory to God. My strength is low. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My endurance is low. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The devil's trying to block your flow, but he can't block your flow because you're about to grow. There's a comeback. Come on. There's a comeback anointing right here. The power of God is moving. Come on. Glory to God. He's trying to take you off course, but guess what? Amen. Glory to God. Somebody needs to begin to say, I'm about to shift right here. Oh, come on, come on, come on, glory to God. I'm about to shift. Amen, glory to God. Some of y'all about to hit some matrix movement. Amen, glory to God. I'm coming back. Amen, glory to God. Hallelujah. Devil, you might have thought you had taken me out of here. Amen, glory to God. For my river, amen, glory to God. Hallelujah. You have an able to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's just a shift. Amen, glory to God. There's a shift. The power and the anointing of God is flowing right here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oppression. Amen. Glory to God. Every opposition that came against you, tried to force you. Glory to God. Tried to get you down. Tried to knock you off of the couch. But you didn't die. Amen. Glory to God. You just, come on, you just increased. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You didn't die. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. You didn't die, but guess what? Amen. Glory to God. God just took you to a whole other place. You got a new level of guts. You have a new level of strength. You have a new level of power. You have a new level of anointing because God has begun to move in your life. You got to begin, amen, glory to God, to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding. Hallelujah. You got to be about your Father's business. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Some of y'all need to begin, amen, glory to God, to just put your hand up and say, don't block my flow. Hallelujah. Come on, glory to God. You can't block my flow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm about to grow. Hallelujah. You can't hold me back. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm telling you right now, amen, glory to God, the devil, come on, don't block my flow. I got something going on right here, amen, glory to God. And see, you can't tell each and every person, amen, glory to God, what God is about to do because they're going to try to come in, amen, glory to God, and duplicate. But listen, you need to understand this, amen, glory to God. Though they imitate, they can never, amen, come on, glory to God, they can never duplicate. Come on. Come on, come on, glory to God. When it's the power of God, when it's the anointing of God, they can copy you each and every day. They can try to do whatever they want to do. But guess what? Amen, glory to God. Nobody has the ability to copy the anointing of God. Nobody has the ability to copy who you are. You are a designer's original. There's nobody quite like you. He's giving you the ability to bounce back. He's giving you the ability to move forward. He's giving you the ability to handle whatever comes your way. Hallelujah, glory to God. That shall be glory. That the power of God is moving, there's a shifting, and that glory to God, you knew on the horizon. Hallelujah, glory to God. Somebody needs to just go ahead, and that glory to God, help yourself tonight, amen. Go ahead, come on, give God praise tonight. Oh, bless him tonight. Hallelujah, glory to God. The devil thought he took you out of this thing. Amen, glory to God. He didn't know, amen, glory to God, that you had a word that was ready to take you higher. He didn't know, amen, glory to God, that there was something, amen, glory to God, on the way to bless you. He didn't know, amen, glory to God, that the things that you suffered only came to make you better. He didn't know, glory to God, that thing didn't come to make you bitter, but it came to make you better. He didn't know, amen, glory to God, that whatever they set out to do, hallelujah, to you, amen, it won't work in this season because you have a God who's able to protect you and to keep you. Oh, somebody needs to give God praise. That suffering made you stronger. That thing you went through, amen, glory to God, it built you up. Hallelujah, glory to God. God has given you the ability to do some supernatural things, amen. Glory to God. They will not win because you are, amen, victorious in Christ Jesus. Whatever you do is going to prosper. Oh, somebody give God praise, amen. Hallelujah. Come on and bless them tonight. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. If you haven't done so, invite your followers. Let's fill this room up, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Supernatural power. Supernatural anointing. Hallelujah from the Lord. Glory to God. Stand power. Hallelujah. The ability to shift things. Ability to transform things. Ability to turn things around. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God has given you the steadfastness to be able to move and do what he calls you to do. Somebody go ahead and give God praise. Hallelujah. Go ahead and give him praise right here. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, come on, come on, come on, press in right here. Hallelujah, glory to God. I'm telling you, God is moving in a supernatural way. We praise his name, we bless his name. He is the King of kings and he is the Lord of lords. Oh, come on, Jesus, thank you, Lord. We have two more, number four, and then y'all ready for number four? 4 and just put up number 4. Amen. Glory to God. We came here to give a word. Hallelujah. We're going to survive in this season. Amen. God's going to give us a great escape. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's turning some things around. Amen. Glory to God. Things that held you down for weeks. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I feel somebody get energized right now. Amen. Glory to God. The power of God is moving right here, right now. Amen. Glory to God. There shall be glory after this. Come on and bless the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, God. Number 4 is this. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes when God is taking you out of a place, amen, hallelujah, some things going to get rough. Amen. Hallelujah. So number 4 is be open to change. Because in order for me to change, amen, things got to get rearranged. Come on. Hallelujah. Some things got to get in order. Some things got to begin to flow. Some things got to begin to move. Amen. Glory to God. So I have to be open for change. Amen. Glory to God. So when God begins, amen, glory to God, to change some things, first of all, you're going to look at it as being a catastrophe. You're going to look at it as being a crisis. You losing your job, you thought it was the end of the world. But only thing it was is that God opened you up. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you'll be able, hallelujah, to work in the capacity of what he built you for. Some of you, amen, glory to God, you're not going to ever be able to be on somebody's job, amen, hallelujah. Some of you, you're not going to ever be able to just sit behind a desk, amen, hallelujah, because God has placed so many more things inside of you, amen, hallelujah. This is the one thing I want to let you know, hallelujah. Miles Monroe said this best, amen, glory to God. The graveyard, amen, glory to God, is full of, amen, glory to God, blessings. Oh, so, come on, come on, come on, come on. Hallelujah, glory to God. Listen, you need to live, amen, glory to God, hallelujah, as a person that desires, amen, to give everything while you're here. So when you die, you will die empty, that you will leave the graveyard, amen, glory to God. Oh, my God, empty. We don't want to be going to the graveyard, amen, glory to God, hallelujah, trying to come get stuff out of your grave because you didn't do it. Amen, glory to God. Listen, while you're here, while you're living, while you're breathing, amen, everything that God purposed you to do, you need to make sure you do it. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm letting you know tonight, amen, that God is trying to build your endurance to be able to go somewhere else. Amen. Hallelujah. Make the numbers count. Make your life count. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You don't want to look around your bed on a desk, hallelujah, on your deathbed, and you have, amen, glory to God, you have so many gifts and talents and say, why you didn't ever get me? Why you didn't ever take me? I was right there for you. You don't want to do that. You want to be able to receive everything that God has for you right now. Hallelujah. Right here. While you're on the earth, you want to be able, come on, glory to God, to do everything that God has purposed you to do. Somebody needs to just go ahead and bless the Lord tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You guys need to share this. Amen. Hallelujah. Share it on Facebook. Share it on Twitter. I'm telling you, the power of God is here. He's going to be back again. Amen. Glory to God with us every time we're on here. Hallelujah. Glory to God, because we're in the flow. Thank you so much for inviting your followers. Come on, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, amen, glory to God, you must be open, amen, glory to God, for change. I want to let you know, change not going to feel good, because you ain't going to know what's going to happen next. When God begins to change some things, amen, glory to God, it's not going to feel good because it's not going to feel comfortable because you know what, amen, some of you have your house in a pattern that when you get out of the bed, you know where your dresser at, you know where your bed at, you could get in, you could walk around in the middle of the night, come on, glory to God, hallelujah, come on, you could walk around your whole house and you know where stuff is at, amen, glory to God. So what happens is when God begins to rearrange your furniture, oh my God, come on here. Hallelujah. When God begins to rearrange things, you start bumping into stuff because you're like, oh, I didn't know that was there. Amen. Glory to God. Oh, I didn't know that was there. He said, amen. Glory to God. It's been there all the time, but because your eyes were not open, amen, you could not what I was giving to you. Oh, my God. That business been there all the time. Amen. That ministry been there all the time, but you were not open. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, Jesus. Waking the children up, making noise. Come on here. Glory to God. Yes. Hallelujah, Jesus. I want to let you know, amen, glory to God. Hallelujah. Listen, amen, glory to God. You might be bumping into some things, amen, glory to God, because God's trying to get you to the next dimension. Because if you stay at this dimension, come on, glory to God. Hallelujah. You'll never reach your potential. Oh, my God. Y'all, just don't get, if you stay at this dimension, you will never reach your potential. for God to what? Shift us and to bring us higher. We have to always be ready, and then glory to God, for God to begin to push us to what we need to be. And then glory to God, we need to ask God to open us up to see what he has. Oh, sometimes I say, God, help me to see me the way you see it. Amen. Glory to God. When I'm beginning to talk and people, amen, glory to God, hallelujah, they say I was blessed. I said, well, goodness gracious, God, it had to be you speaking. Amen. Glory to God. Because, amen, glory to God, I'm just a yielded vessel. Amen. Glory to God. Come on. I'm not trying to get pumped up. I'm not trying to get built up. I'm just amen. Glory to God. I'm just a yielded vessel for the Lord. Hallelujah. And as he tells me to speak, I speak what he tells me to speak. You got to get into the position when you say what God tells you to say, and you do what God tells you to do, no matter what anybody thinks about you, no matter how anybody feels about you, that you're doing what thus says the Lord, and you're not getting out of position because somebody don't want you there. You got to understand, amen, glory to God, hallelujah, that the devil is a liar, amen, glory to God, and so is his mother-in-law. Come on, as Bishop Duncan Williams would say, amen, hallelujah, glory to God. Listen, amen, there are some people, hallelujah, glory to God, around right here, hallelujah, glory to God, that are looking for you to fail. Amen. Glory to God. And we know a lot of times, hallelujah, when you have the people who are coming in and they're looking at your situation and they're trying to tell you that you can't make it, they're trying to tell you that you'll never amount to anything. But you have to have enough stamina inside of you to be in position, come on, glory to God, hallelujah, to do what the Lord has told you to do and not give up. Amen. Listen, I want to let you know, don't give up, don't quit. Don't throw in the towel. God's going to bless you. Hallelujah. Oh, come on. I hope this has been a blessing to you. We have one more that I'm going to give you. Amen. Hallelujah. And then if you would, you can come with us on Block Talk Radio. If you have any questions, amen, glory to God, you guys will be able to join us on Block Talk Radio. The number will go up on the screen so you can talk in live, amen, glory to God, with the host, amen. Right now we're sending to our Periscope family, but we thank you guys for being here. Amen, glory to God. We also have people who are tuned in from Block Talk Radio as well. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Number five, and we're almost done. Number five, hallelujah. Glory to God. This is an awesome thing about God. God is blessing us right now. Come on, Holy Spirit. Come on. Hallelujah. Go ahead and put up number five if you're on Periscope. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't forget to invite your followers if you haven't done so. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Number five, amen. Glory to God. Leave the past behind. Oh, that said a lot right there. That said a whole lot right there. My God. Did y'all just hear what I said? Leave the past behind. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Listen, but for me, amen, glory to God, I wanted to go back, and I said, God, can I just go back to New Orleans, and can I just go back to the way it used to be? Can I just go back to my house, amen, glory to God, on Ursuline Avenue, amen, glory to God, and can I just stay right there? And God said, no, amen, glory to God, I have something for you to do, amen, glory to God, and so it's going to take you out of your comfort zone. I have something for you to do. Come on, glory to God, hallelujah. That's why we go way back 10. Come on, why are you going to go back 10 years plus? Why? Why go back when he's moving you forward? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When God gets ready to move you, you're not going to understand everything. Come on. Glory to God. That's going on. And so when I was sitting there and I was like, well, you know what, God? I could just go back to being, amen, the elder in my church, and amen, glory to God. And I could just assist my pastor. Amen. Glory to God. I could just help my pastor. He said, no, there is more that I require of you. Amen. Hallelujah. There's more things that I'm trying to do with you. You can't go back into your comfortable position. Yes, you know, hallelujah, glory to God. It would be okay, amen, glory to God, for you to go back, but you're going to get stagnated and you're going to be in the wrong place. I don't want to keep you there. I'm trying to bring you higher. Hallelujah. I'm trying to shift you to a place. I'm trying to take you somewhere. Hallelujah, glory to God. And so when I begin to tell God about how much I wanted to go back in my position, he began to tell me, amen, glory to God, well, you don't want what I have for you. Hallelujah. Because when we begin to look back, amen, we can mess ourselves up. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Listen, I stay in the place, amen, glory to God, beyond the expiration date because I had a fear. I'm just being real right now. I stayed in a place, amen, glory to God, past my expiration date. And God said, since you didn't move, oh, come on, I'm about ready to run. And I think I'm about ready to run. He said, because you didn't move, I moved you. And so everybody's sitting around, amen, glory to God, and they're laughing and they're snickering and saying, look at that, a woman of God, amen, glory to God, don't have her job, amen, glory to God. They're saying, amen, glory to God, ain't nothing good going to come out of that, amen, hallelujah. They're saying all of these different things, but they didn't know, amen, glory to God, that even while, amen, glory to God, I'm sleeping at night, amen, glory to God, hallelujah, money being deposited in my account, amen. Come on, glory to God. I wish I had somebody to give God praise, amen, hallelujah. They didn't know, amen, glory to God, that the favor of God, hallelujah, is so rich. Listen, amen, glory to God. He said, I never see the righteous forsaken, nor his seed beg bread. See, they thought that I was going to have to come and ask them for a loaf of bread. Hallelujah, glory to God. Somebody needs to say, why I'm sleeping, money's being deposited in my bank account. Oh, my God. Come on, glory to God. Come on, hallelujah, come on. Woo, my. Hallelujah, glory to God. They thought that I was going to be at their door asking them for some sugar. Listen, I'm not in the projects, amen, hallelujah. Not that I'm down in that, amen, glory to God. But I didn't go backwards. I went upward, amen. We all got to start off somewhere, amen, glory to God. We all have to be somewhere, amen, glory to God, because I've been there. I've been on the government assistance, so I'm not knocking nobody, and I'm not down in nobody, amen, glory to God. But when God get ready to bless us, amen, he takes us back, amen, glory to God, from where we were and bless us, amen. Hallelujah. I would never sit up here and act high and mighty like I never had to receive assistance. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm thanking God that I don't have to go back. See, that's what they want you to think about. Oh, well, if I'm at home, I can receive all of these benefits and I can get this and I can get that. Amen. Glory to God. But one thing about God, God is awesome. Amen. Hallelujah. And everything that we need, he shall supply. You know, as soon as we say certain things, people get offensive. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I'm going to tell you, amen, glory to God, that I want to be delivered, amen, glory to God, from the apartment. Come on, glory to God. I want to have my own house, amen. Hallelujah. Come on. Somebody needs to say that tonight, amen. Glory to God. I want to be delivered, amen, glory to God, from having just a car that I had to settle for and getting a car that God blessed me with. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on. Hallelujah. Born on 5th Street. Come on. I had to move. Come on. To 105 and leave the past. Come on. In the past. Exactly. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so we have to get to the point where we're shifting where God wants us to go and not trying to stay back. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Not lacking anything. Listen, this is what I think about when God says he wants us to prosper. Nothing missing and nothing broken. Oh, come on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you for getting, amen, hallelujah, from the bus to the Audi, amen, glory, and that ain't even what he going to stop at, amen. Hallelujah. You know what? God keeps on blessing us, hallelujah. He keeps on strengthening us. He keeps on keeping us. He has a keeping power and a keeping anointing. I'm so glad he came into my life and blessed me, amen, hallelujah, and I survived, my God, hallelujah, I survived, amen, hallelujah, glory to God. That's all right, amen, glory to God. I survived. Somebody say, I survived. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We give God praise. Come on, I'm a survivor. And not only am I, come on, I want to let y'all know this. You're more than a survivor. Amen. Glory to God. You're more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. You did more than survive. Amen. Glory to God. You came, you saw, and you conquered it. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, we want to thank God for all of our Periscope viewers being here. Amen. Hallelujah. We will be back tonight at 11 p.m. Central Standard Time, where we're continuing on our 40-day soul detox. And on tonight, amen, glory to God, you guys got to be back. Hallelujah. We have an awesome, awesome blessing just waiting for you guys tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The topic tonight is going to be disconnected. You guys, come on back. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Disconnected. Hallelujah. Let's get ready for that tonight. Amen. So come back at 11 p.m. Central Standard Time. We will be back. Hallelujah. If you would like to speak to the host on Blog Talk Radio, remember the phone number is being put up. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God on the screen. Remember, if you have not done so, amen. Yes, yes, we have a whole new series. Amen. Glory to God called I Survived, and we are on the first part of it. I Survived, and it's called The Great Escape. Amen. So we thank God for it. Hallelujah. And also so many other things that are coming for us. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you guys. Remember to come back. Amen. Glory to God. And if you have not done so already, remember, amen, glory to God. Hallelujah. No, tonight we're still in the 40-day soul detox. Yes, and a new every night is new. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Remember to share. You still have an opportunity to share. Hallelujah. Also come, amen, hallelujah, back at 11 p.m. Central Standard Time. Thank you for all of those beautiful hearts going up. Thank you for everybody that came in quickly. Amen. God bless you, and we will be back. Amen. Hallelujah. And we're going to get back to our Black Talk viewers. Amen. So come on over. Amen. The phone number has been placed on the screen. If you missed it, please take a screenshot so that you can come over to it. Amen. Hallelujah. We give God all praise, glory, and honor for what he's done tonight. And don't forget, you guys, come back at 11 p.m. Central Standard Time. For those of you on Periscope, if not, follow us over to Block Talk Radio, blocktalkradio.com/Evelyn Darren Ministries. Blessings to you guys. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, we just thank God for everybody that's still here that are on our Block Talk. We're going to go to a quick commercial, and we'll be right back to take any questions or anything you would like to share with us tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
To sow into this great work, you can go to www.impactfireministries.com or mail in your donation to P.O. Box 6323, Bossier City, Louisiana, 71112. Call us at 318-562-3500 for more information.
Thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Connections with Prophet Evelyn Darry, where you're being empowered to prosper. We want you to know that you can always go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Evelyn Darry Ministries to listen to today's show or any of our previous shows. Remember to like and follow Evelyn Darry Ministries on Facebook, Twitter, Periscope, and YouTube.
Amen, amen. God bless you. We're back. We've had such an awesome time in the Lord. God has been moving in such a major way tonight. Amen. Glory to God. And we just want to thank God for allowing us to be here on our actual broadcast. We've had an awesome time. I want to thank God for you guys. Amen. Hallelujah. On tonight, amen. Hallelujah. We are so excited to have this topic tonight. Amen. Glory to God. So now we're going to open it up for those of you who are on here. If you would like to speak to the host, remember to press 1 to speak to the host. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Do we have any callers in queue tonight? Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Caller ending in 2387. You are now on live with the host.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for being here tonight. Amen.
Thank you. I didn't know that I had pushed anything to get online. So I'm a bit, I don't know what to say. I'm just going to tell you, I've had one of those weeks. I was listening to you on Periscope, and it's just been one of those weeks, let me tell you. And I'm in school right now, becoming a massage therapist, and the man and his wife that I'm going to be working with that are mentoring me, he fell and broke the head of his femur today. They say he did, and I'm just believing that that's going to be healed, because even without surgery, that's a 2-month deal to be healed, and it's a very small practice, and it could put him under, but God. So I am believing that I'm believing for his complete healing in Jesus' name.
Amen. What is his name? We'll go ahead and pray for him. And I just want to thank you because, you know, we made the appeals to everybody that's on Periscope to come over. And I thank God for you actually coming over and, you know, actually speaking to me. It's awesome to actually put a voice, you know, with the people who are from Periscope. We are excited about what God is doing. Periscope has been an awesome tool that allows us to connect. But if you would give us the name of the person that's going through the illness, we will put them on our prayer list. And also you can inbox us at evelyndarryministries@gmail.com. Amen, glory to God, so that we can have that in our records so that we can make sure that we're praying with them as they recover. Amen.
Amen. His name is Stan.
Dan, okay. And what is your
Stan
name?
Stan with an S. My name is Brenda, and it's Stan with an S, and his wife's name is Treva, T-R-E-V-A, and I know she's worried. They were supposed to go to Israel on Tuesday, and so.
Yes.
Yeah, this was the devil.
I just want to pray with you tonight. So if you will, right there where you are, I'm going to pray for you, and I'm going to pray for Dan and, oh, Stan. It's Stan with an S. Okay. Okay, Stan and also Teresa, you said? Teresa.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, we're going to pray for them. And what is your name?
My name's Brenda.
Okay, Brenda or Brenda?
Brenda, B-R-E-N-D-A.
Oh, okay, awesome. I have a friend named Brenda, amen. So we thank God for you. Isn't that awesome? I'm talking about a real close person. That's why I was like, really? This is my first time hearing that in a while. Amen. Hallelujah. But sometimes it breaks up when we're on live. But I want to let you know we appreciate you so much for coming on. And I'm going to pray for you and also those who are connected with you. And God is able to bring forth change. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
So, Father, we just thank you right now, Father God. We thank you for Brenda. God, we thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus, that even though this has been a difficult week for her, God, God, we thank you, Lord God, that your soul-saving power and your anointing, oh, Father God, hallelujah, rest upon her life, God. And we thank you, Lord. We believe your report. We believe that Stan is healed, God. God, we thank you, Father God, that you will begin to bring, oh, Father God, just a peace to Treva right now in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you, God, to cover that whole home. And we thank you right now, Father God, hallelujah, Jesus, for that mentorship. God, we thank you, Father God, that she will be strengthened in this hour, God, and everything, oh, Father God, that you place before Brenda, God, that you will begin to bless her, oh, Father God, bless her indeed, oh, God, enlarge her territory, God. Thank you for this divine connection tonight. Thank you for allowing us, oh, Father God, to be able to go forward. And we thank you, Lord God, that she will begin to shift to what she needs to be in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes, thank you.
Amen. You're welcome. Make sure you give us a praise report. Inbox us at Evelyn Darren Ministries. And we're gonna be looking forward to a praise report because we're believing for total healing and total restoration. And we thank God that you will finish what you started and you will complete it. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. I will email you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Do we have any other callers in queue tonight?
We have some callers, but they're scared to pick one.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Don't be afraid. You know, we have a lot of callers on here. And just as Brenda did, you guys can talk to us. We can encourage you. Amen. We can pray for you. And, you know, it's good to have other people who are praying on your behalf. And God is just so awesome in everything that he's doing right now. And we thank God for everybody being here. But on tonight, we do have somebody awesome here with us. Sister Candy, how have you been blessed on tonight? Amen.
Amen. I've truly been blessed on tonight. I sit down and watch different notes on tonight about surviving. And when you talk about pressure, it made me think of gold when you're trying to mold it. And you have the heat and the pressure, the squeezing and all of that. That's what it made me think about. It made me think about that piece of gold that's being molded, shaped, and put into this awesome form, you know, what God is doing to us each and every day. That's what I thought about when you said pressure. And then you talked about in the midst of the storm. There were a couple of things that I got from that some people don't even realize that they are in a storm because they're so preoccupied with nothing. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
You're so occupied with nothing that you don't even realize what's going on around you, that you are in the midst of a storm.
Yeah.
Then you have some people that don't know when they're in a storm, when they're out of the storm, because they get so used to being informed after storm that everything that comes their way, they look at it in a negative way. Everything that comes their way, they're mad about, they're upset about, they're thinking that everybody coming to get them and nobody's good. You know, they just turn on what God has sent their way because they always used to being in the storm and they didn't, in the midst of the storm, nobody ever told them, pray. You know, you're so occupied that you don't hear the voice of God.
Yes.
So you don't pray, you don't seek his face, you don't do nothing. You sit in your mess.
Yes.
And that's one of the things you have to remember: who was the creator of all things, who created the storm in the first place.
Yes.
Not only that, why did you have to go through this storm? What you gained in the storm, and what did you lose in the storm?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and it makes you realize how mature you are, and it also makes you realize that when the next storm comes, I'm gonna know how to deal with this next one.
Yeah.
I'm gonna know how to get out of this next one because this one has taught me something. But I, you know, I got a lot of notes, but I ain't, you know.
Amen. Well, praise God. I'm glad that there was a richness of the information, you know, that's here for you. And I just thank God for the feedback that we actually got off of Periscope. I mean, I'm thanking God for both of the tools, Periscope and Blog Talk, working together. Periscope being able to type it in, and also Blog Talk being able to speak, you know. And so it's just awesome to have people who are on here who want to know more and want to be strengthened in this hour. And even in the midst of the storm, and I share my testimony to try to let people know that God will sustain us. Amen. He will sustain us in all things. And sometimes, you know, we can get to know people, but we never know their story. We never know what they went through. And so in this season, we just need to start really, you know, telling our story and letting people know, you know, what it is that God has placed us here, what he brought us through, and so that other people, we become, like I always say, so that others can become your strength and your empowerment to do great and marvelous things. Amen. And I'm really excited for Brenda, you know, to speaking out, you know, coming from Periscope and speaking out. And we've just had a terrific time. Did we have any inboxes as we went through?
We did. We have Lee from, he just said from Periscope. He didn't know where he's from. But he said he was blessed off tonight. And we also have Prophet D. She said she was blessed as well. We have a lot of inboxes from Periscope, people that said that they were blessed off tonight by your testimony. And I'm telling you, you preached it. You preached it. I was over here weeping. You preached it.
For God be the glory. You know, it's just an awesome thing how God, you know, will give you the information and how he tells you to give it. And the I Survive thing, we're going to have an awesome, awesome time with it because there's so many other awesome parts to this. So this is only the beginning, and the best is yet to come. Amen. Hallelujah. So if we have no other tonight, we're going to anybody else in queue before we leave tonight? Hallelujah.
Yes, you do.
Amen.
Caller ending in 5-3.
Hello.
You're gonna have to I don't know if you have your phone beside your television or something like that, but back up on whatever you're by just a little bit.
Hello, God bless you.
Okay, here we go.
Hi. Sorry, I had a pair of headphones in.
God bless you. How are you? Yes, we are. God bless you.
I was watching on Periscope, actually. My Aunt Brenda invited me in, and a lot of what you were saying was what I needed to hear. And I had a just, like, horrible week this week, and I just needed that for someone to tell me, like, hey, you know, you don't give up now, you keep moving forward. Because I've had back surgery a year ago. It changed my life. And I guess, trying to figure out what the Lord, like, where he wants me to go, you know?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you this. I went through so many different things recently, and a lot of times we're thinking it's the end. But I just want to encourage you, it is not the end. I want to tell you, don't give up. You know, don't quit. Don't throw in the towel. If you have not done so already, follow us on Periscope. We basically are on something that's called a 40-day soul detox, where we are cleaning up our lives for God, and we're beginning to see so many wonderful things that happen. But tonight, as you were speaking, the first thing that I wanted to let you know, that there's a strength that's inside of you that you didn't even tap into yet. You have such a strength, and you're probably saying, how do I have a strength because my back hurts and this and that, but you have a strength inside of you, and that strength shines out so many times even when you talk. It just it just comes out and it captures people. So I want you just to understand that there's so many more great things that you have before you, and as you begin to really begin to seek the things of the Lord is going to bless you. The favor of the Lord is going to move upon your life, and you're going to begin to see such that you're going to see that strength yourself to rise up, even to have positive people in your life. You know, for to have a friend that says, hey, you need to get there, you need to listen to that, that lets you know that you have strength around you as well. So not only are you a person of strength, but you have people around you who are actually walking in that strength and in that capacity of strength. And I want you to be encouraged tonight, and I am happy that, that what was being said, it registered with you and that it's able to shift you where you need to be at in the next season, because there's going to be so many wonderful things to come, but you got to get to the point where you just begin to put that in your heart and believe that better days are ahead. Amen? Better days are ahead. I'm telling you that right now. Amen? Hallelujah. And we're gonna just lift you up in prayer as well. And remember, you can inbox us. You're going to have some testimonies coming, more than multiple testimonies to come from this broadcast. Are you listening? Contact us at edwindarrenministries@gmail.com with your testimonies. Even now, if you just want to keep, you know, just be on our prayer list, just call us, amen. And we want to be there to partner with you to help you get to where you need to be, amen. Hallelujah. Well, Father, we thank you tonight, God. We ask you, God, to bless right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, Father God, that even through the technical difficulties, Lord, you allow her to be here tonight. And God, we thank you for that strength rising up, God. God, we thank you that even as we're praying right now, Father God, that she will begin to feel your power, that she will begin to feel your presence, and that she will be able to move forward. And God, we truly bless your name, and we thank you, oh God, hallelujah, Jesus, for the obedience to be the, even to speak out, God, in the midst of it all. And truly, God, you are worthy, oh God, to be praised in our life, God, and we bless your holy name in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. We're going to keep you lifting in prayer, and I did not get your name in the beginning, but I want to let you know that we are praying for you, and we know that God is going to do something awesome for you. Amen. Do you see that God is speaking to you tonight? Amen.
Yes, I do. I'm like even just sitting here listening to you pray, like I want to get up and do something. Let's not just sit still, you know. Like you said, shit. But I want to see what can be done, you know. I want to see what he has for me, and
yes,
I just, I'm kind of new to it, so, you know, I'm just walking. My aunt is Brenda, the caller before me, that was my aunt, and I'm Louise, so I feel it, and I know it's coming. I don't know how to get there, I guess, and it's nice to have a support group and to, like, guide your way, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's what it's all about. Well, I'm happy, Louise, that you called in, and we're on at 11 p.m. We're going to be back on, as a matter of fact, on Periscope at 11 p.m. We're on, like, you know, basically like clockwork at 11 p.m., and we do come on in the daytime somewhere in the mornings as well. So just if you follow us on Periscope, you'll get us, and you'll have that encouragement to be able to move forward and to be able to be blessed, amen. So I want to thank you guys for both, you know, being able to open up, and we're here for you. You can inbox us, and we'll be here for you to help you through your new season. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. Thank you so much.
God bless you. Hallelujah.
Anyone God bless else? You. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you. All right. Well, we've come to the culmination of this, and remember, you guys who are here on Blog Talk Radio, if you would like to be a blessing to the ministry, we did mention it earlier, but of course, you can go to our website at impactfireministries.com, and or you can inbox us, and we can send you the link so that you can actually, you know, be able to be a blessing if that's what you desire to do, and we know that God is blessing us all to be able to be a blessing. So if you want to, so you can do it that way. And we also want to let you know that we will be back on Periscope at 11 p.m. Central Standard Time tonight. And we know that God is going to move on Periscope, amen, and the best is yet to come. My God, we've had a tremendous, tremendous part And this is only part one of our series, I Survived. Also, you guys can go back and listen to the rest of the blog posts that are there. They're available. All you have to do is just subscribe to us and then let you know when we're on Blog Talk Radio. But it's at blogtalkradio.com/Evelyn Derry Ministries. You can go on there, and we have some awesome topics. We were just on one on last week, and we just came out of that series. So we just thank God for it. And then there's so much under that one that can really bless you. Amen. So if you're going through it, it can really, really bless you. So go back and listen to some of those. There's some on relationships. We have over 60 different broadcasts on there that you can listen to. And we've been on here for over a year, and the Lord is truly blessing and expanding this ministry. So we want to thank God for you guys. Have an awesome, tremendous night. Until next time, I am Prophet Evelyn Derry. Hallelujah. I'm a motivator, a mentor, amen, coach, encourager, strategist, amen. And we want to thank God for everything that he's doing in your life. We are ready to see you achieve everything that you set out to do. Until next week, you guys be tremendously blessed. God bless you. Have a good night.